Welcome to the Sugar Switch podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to the point podcast all about sugar and your health. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, completely reverse pre-diabetes, increase your energy, and lose weight, look good, and feel great. As well, you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman.
Hello, this is the third episode in the Sugar and Inflammation series. In today's episode, we'll be taking a look at a natural compound found in both plant and animal foods called lectins, including their connection with both sugar and inflammation. The topic of lectins is very big and complex, so this episode will only scratch the surface. Just a heads up, this episode has lots of information, so it could end up being longer than usual. I would like to give a shout of thanks to one of my clients, Julia, for reaching out to me to ask me about lectins. Julia has three particular questions that she would like answers to, and I will do my best to provide answers towards the end. Here's what we'll be discussing in this episode. What are lectins? Which foods contain lectins? And we'll talk about how lectins affect the human body. Then we'll talk about the connection between sugar and lectins and ways to reduce the effect of lectins. Then we'll touch on research on lectins and lectin-free diets. And finally, we'll answer Julia's three questions. We've got a lot to cover, so let's jump right in. What are lectins? Lectins are naturally occurring protein molecules that are found in both plants and animals. There is no nutritional value in lectins. They are not digestible. Lectins have been known as a sticky protein because they bind to carbohydrates or sugars, particularly complex sugars or polysaccharides. They also bind to another sugar molecule called sialic acid, which is found in your gut, in your brain, in between nerve endings, in your joints, and in your bodily fluids, including the lining of your blood vessels. The purpose of lectins is to protect the plant from insects and animal predators, including humans. When a predator eats the plant, the lectin binds to the carbohydrate in the predator's body and causes problems. In the case of insects, it could paralyze them. In animals and humans, it causes issues in the digestive tract and other parts of the body. There are hundreds of different forms of lectins. Here are a few examples. Gluten is a form of lectin. There are lectins that are gluten-like, including zein, oryzein, penicin, curanin, and penicetin. WGA, or wheat germ agglutinin, is a form of lectin. We'll talk more about WGA in a few minutes. Most lectins are not toxic. There is one particular lectin called ricin, which is toxic. It is from the castor oil plant. It can actually be lethal. So which foods contain lectins? Lectins are found in most plants and in animals. Animal food sources contain lectins because animals consume plants which have lectins. Through the animal's digestion and assimilation, lectins end up in the meat of the animal, which we consume. Plant foods. Lectins are found in various parts of plants, including the seeds, grains, skins, rinds, and leaves. The most common source of lectins is plant seeds. Lectins are found in some unhealthy plant foods, corn, soy, and wheat, which are found in almost all fast and refined foods. All contain lectins. Lectins are also found in many healthy plant foods. Foods that are generally considered to be part of a healthy dietary lifestyle contain various forms of lectins. Here are some examples. The outer bran coating of brown rice and wheat bran contain the lectin WGA, or wheat germ agglutinin. Gluten, a form of lectin, is found in all barley, rye, wheat, and wheat derivatives, such as spelt, einkorn, durum, and farro. Various forms of gluten-like lectins are found in corn, rice, and teff. Some plant foods have higher amounts of lectins, such as nightshade vegetables, tomatoes, potatoes, goji berries, peppers, and eggplant. All legumes contain lectins, lentils, beans, peanuts, and chickpeas. Peanut-based products, peanut butter and peanut oil, wheat and other grains or pseudo-grains, foods that are consumed as grains, barley, rye, quinoa, and rice. Unripe fruits have a higher lectin content than ripe fruits. Some plant foods have lower levels of lectins, such as apples, artichokes, arugula, asparagus, beets, blackberries, blueberries, cruciferous vegetables like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, bok choy, cabbage, cauliflower, and kale, carrots, celery, cherries, chives, collards, cranberries, leafy greens, leeks, lemons, mushrooms, okra, onions, oranges, pumpkins, radishes, scallions, strawberries, sweet potatoes, and Swiss chard. So how do lectins affect the human body? Lectins have been linked to more negative health issues than to positive reactions. On the positive side, in small amounts, lectins could be helpful to healthy bacteria that reside in your digestive system. Lectins have several negative effects on the body. One negative effect is the anti-nutrient effect. Lectins are often considered to be anti-nutrients, which are compounds that reduce your body's ability to absorb essential nutrients. Lectins are not digestible, and they attach to the digestive tract walls. They can block the digestion and absorption of nutrients, causing nutritional deficiencies. Lectins have an inflammatory effect. Lectins are considered to be a major cause of inflammation in the body. Inflammation has been linked to celiac disease, heart disease, and autoimmune diseases like arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, depression, diabetes, and even cancer. Lectins can cause inflammatory reactions in three ways. The first way is that lectins can damage the mucus lining of your intestinal walls. They bind themselves to certain cells, carbohydrates, on the mucus wall, and through a chemical reaction, they cause gaps between the cells of the wall's mucus lining. This is essentially leaky gut syndrome. Lectins pass through the gaps and enter the bloodstream as foreign invaders in the blood, in the lymph nodes, in the glands, and in the tissues around the intestines. The foreign invaders are attacked by your immune system, which causes inflammation. The second way that lectins cause inflammatory reactions is that lectins seem to mimic other molecules, which confuses your immune system. This happens because lectins are almost identical to other proteins in your body. Your immune system gets confused and attacks your body's proteins, causing inflammation. The third way that lectins cause inflammatory reactions is lectins bind to cell receptors, causing an interruption in the communication between cells, as well as causing an inflammatory reaction. Lectins can block the information from a hormone, or they act like a hormone and communicate the wrong information. Lectins can also block communication between nerves when they bind to sialic acid. This can cause brain fog. Other negative effects are caused by lectins, such as disruption of endocrine or hormone functions, including interrupting communication between cells and interfering with hormone production. Interrupting metabolism. Because lectins attach to the cell membrane lining of the digestive tract, they can damage the digestive tract and disrupt metabolism. Weakening the immune system. Lectins are thought to help viruses and bacteria attach to cells, causing a negative impact on your body's ability to fight infections. More health issues that lectins have been linked to include chronic fatigue syndrome, bone issues, allergies, peripheral neuropathy, skin issues such as acne and age spots, acid reflux or heartburn, joint issues, cancer, asthma, dementia, weight issues, either weight loss or weight gain, arthritis, autoimmune diseases, autoimmune thyroid disease, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Crohn's disease, and colitis, depression, heart issues, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, colon polyps, headaches, including migraines, Parkinson's disease, and PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome. Some medical professionals consider a particular lectin called WGA, wheat germ agglutinin, to be very harmful, even more harmful than gluten. WGA could be linked to many health issues, such as insulin resistance due to interfering with messaging between cells, excess fat cell production and weight gain, interfering with digestion of protein, causing inflammation by increasing free radicals, causing autoimmune responses by reacting with other proteins, causing a buildup of plaque, which can lead to hardening of the arteries and heart issues, contributing to inflammation in the kidneys, and sensitizing people to gluten, even if they're not gluten sensitive. So let's talk about the connection between sugar and lectins. The big question here is, how are sugar and refined foods connected to inflammation and lectins? Sugar and lectins definitely have a connection. Remember that lectins are known as a sticky protein, and they bind to sugars or carbohydrates, especially complex sugars. They also bind to sialic acid, another type of sugar molecule found in your gut, your brain, nerve endings, in your joints, and bodily fluids. If you eat a lot of sugar or refined foods and a lot of foods high in lectins, you are at high risk for negative health issues caused by both sugar and lectins. Almost all refined and fast foods contain lectins from corn or from soy or from wheat. And remember, lectins cause inflammation. These same refined foods and fast foods turn to blood sugar very quickly once they are digested, causing blood sugar issues and insulin resistance. So it would seem that refined foods have kind of a double whammy effect: inflammation caused by the lectins themselves in the refined foods, and inflammation caused by the blood sugar roller coaster effect and an imbalance in the insulin system. Sugar and the sweetness from all manner of sweeteners affect the gut, the brain, and hormone levels. Sugar is an endocrine or hormone disruptor within the body, the same as lectins are. Some medical researchers have found that sweet tastes, non-nutritive sweeteners, and artificial sweeteners are endocrine disruptors. They also mess up the body's internal clock or circadian rhythm. All the body's cells operate on a circadian clock, including the gut's microbiome. The microbiome is affected by both sugar and lectins. So let's talk about ways to reduce the effect of lectins. There are several ways that the effect of lectins in healthy foods can be reduced or even neutralized. Of course, when it comes to lectins found in unhealthy foods, simply eliminate the unhealthy foods. The first way is cooking. When healthy foods containing lectins are cooked, the lectins break down. This makes them less likely to cause health issues. It's crucial to properly cook beans and legumes. If legumes or beans are raw, soaked and not cooked, or undercooked, they could be toxic. It's important to know that raw kidney beans are poisonous. Soaking beans is not enough to destroy the lectins. They need to be thoroughly cooked. Pressure cooking is a recommended method because it reaches high enough temperatures to cook the beans properly. Slow cooking beans, especially kidney beans, is not recommended because the temperature is lower and could result in improperly cooked beans. There are other ways to reduce lectin content of foods, such as fermenting the foods, sprouting certain grains and beans, not kidney beans, boiling, peeling, deseeding, or pressure cooking other foods besides legumes. Let's talk a little bit about research on lectins. Most medical professionals and medical researchers believe there has not been enough research done regarding the effects of lectins on humans. The current research is quite limited. Most of the research has either been done on animals or it has been test tube studies. Several of the current studies looked at individual lectins instead of the foods that contain lectins. Lectins are currently being studied for their possible ability to help diagnose cancer and slow down the rate of cancer cell growth, as well as possibly being helpful in treating health issues caused by viruses, fungi, and bacteria. One particular medical doctor, Dr. Stephen Gundry, has written some books on lectins and has his own research and case studies based on his medical practice. Let's touch on lectin-free diets. It's important to note that lectins do not have the same effect on every person. How lectins affect you would be unique to you, and what works for one person does not necessarily work for another person, even if two people are from the same genetic roots. Whether or not a lectin-free diet is healthy or the answer to health issues depends upon the individual person. Since lectins are found in so many healthy foods as well as unhealthy foods, having a totally lectin-free diet would be quite restrictive, and it would eliminate a lot of healthy foods. Many of the foods that would be removed would be foods that are high in fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Fiber has important health value because it helps balance blood sugar, it helps gut health, it helps cholesterol levels, and it assists the body to remove waste products in an efficient manner. Embarking on a lectin-free diet should only be done with the help of knowledgeable healthcare professionals to ensure that you're getting the best nutrition in order to maintain optimal health. So now let's answer Julia's three questions. Question number one: why are lectins problematic now and not 5 years ago? What changed about healthy foods? Nutrition is a young science, always changing, growing, and expanding with new research. there's been a lot going on nutritionally for the last 10 to 15 years. For more than a decade, the nutrition world was focused on fat as the number one health issue, and we're just coming out of that period of time. Sugar is now being seen as the true health villain. Also during that time, we were inundated by every conceivable diet under the sun, which spawned the entire diet industry. Some medical professionals might have been talking about lectins within the last 5 years, yet it might not have been heard above the other diet and nutrition noise. There are some other possible answers. Two possible reasons why beans, legumes, wheat, and other grains, and certain other plants cause problems for humans. The first reason, possible reason, is that humans have not developed immunological tolerance through time, and the second possible reason is the gut microbiome has not developed a way to break down these proteins. There certainly have been changes in healthy foods within the last 5 years. In one of Dr. Stephen Gundry's books, he points out that our health has been altered within the last 50 years by subtle and gradual changes in healthcare products, in food processing and the related chemicals used, and in medications. These changes have altered the way our cells communicate with each other to keep us healthy. Many of these changes involve cell communication disruptors and damage to our cells. The damage we have sustained from lectins makes us vulnerable to a number of known disruptors. Some of those disruptors Dr. Gundry lists are whole grains, particularly WGA, transglutaminase, broad-spectrum antibiotics, which kill most of the microbes in your gut, NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which damage the barrier of microbes in the small intestine and colon, stomach acid blockers, artificial sweeteners, including aspartame, like Equal and NutraSweet, sucralose, like Splenda, saccharin, like Sweet and Low, Sweet Twin, NectoSweet, and others, endocrine or hormone disruptors, which include low-dose estrogen-like compounds from chemicals found in plastics, in scented cosmetics, in preservatives, and in sunscreen, GMO foods, genetically modified organisms, and the herbicide Roundup or glyphosate. These are powerfully poisonous substances found in the food we touch and in the plant and animal foods we eat, and constant exposure to blue light. Let's get into question number 2. In what ways do foods containing lectins contribute to cancer? Unfortunately, in my research, I was not able to find much information about a connection between lectins and cancer. Cancer is thought to be linked to inflammation and possibly one of the negative health issues resulting from the effect of consuming lectins. Question number 3. Is it dangerous for our long-term health to continue eating foods that are high in lectins? That is impossible to say. There are too many variables involved, and there's probably not enough clinical research. While lectins have been linked to inflammation and other health issues, it's important to remember that each person is unique. Some people might be severely affected by lectins, and others might not be affected at all, and there's every scenario in between. One thing to consider is that many healthy foods that have good nutritional value also contain lectins. So to avoid absolutely all foods that contain lectins could be very difficult to do. It could be super restrictive, and it might cause other health issues due to not getting enough of the most important nutrients. Possibly the best way to avoid danger to long-term health might be to understand as much as you can about lectins and their effect on your unique body. Eliminate the unhealthy foods, and find ways to limit or neutralize the lectins that are in healthy foods. Connecting with your body and listening to what it's telling you every day could help you answer this question for you as an individual. Your body, well, everyone's body, is always speaking in subtle ways, and it's super important to take the time to connect with your body and find out what it's telling you. Here's the 1 minute recap. We've talked about what lectins are, the healthy foods and the unhealthy foods that contain lectins. We talked about the many ways lectins affect the human body and how sugar and lectins are connected. We also talked about a number of ways to reduce the effect of lectins in healthy foods, and we touched on the research on lectins and the concept of a lectin-free diet. Then we answered Julia's 3 questions. Here's the bottom line. One thing is fairly clear. There is a connection between sugar, inflammation, and lectins. Lectins have been cited by some medical professionals to be a major cause of digestive problems and inflammation, which is thought to be the underlying cause of many health issues. Keep in mind that not everyone is sensitive to and greatly affected by lectins. Each person has a uniquely different tolerance to lectins. As always, it is important to eliminate or switch out unhealthy foods like sugar and refined foods, which likely contain lectins, and switch in healthy foods that work for you as an individual. Thank you to my client Julia for asking about lectins. If you have a question about a particular nutrient, or if there's a nutrition-related topic you would like to hear more about on the Sugar Switch podcast, please reach out to me. You can contact me through our podcast website, thesugarswitchpodcast.com. If you have found this episode enjoyable, interesting, and helpful to you on your health journey, please tell everyone you know about it so they can benefit from the information as well. And we'd love it if you could take a moment and give our program a rating on whatever platform you listen from. The Sugar Switch Podcast is the number one short, sweet, and to-the-point podcast all about sugar, nutrition, and your health. You'll find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Blueberry, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on Android. Every episode can also be found on the podcast page of thesugarswitchpodcast.com. There are more episodes to come in this continuing series of sugar and inflammation. And of course, we have other great topics in the works, including a terrific future series about the connection between sugar and stress. So be sure to stay tuned every week. Until next time, go on out there and live the sweet life without sugar. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch Podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, reverse pre-diabetes, and totally avoid serious health issues like diabetes, inflammation, and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out how the Sugar Switch system can help you be the healthiest you can be. Contact Kathy Orman at www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. Tune in next week for more great info on the Sugar Switch Podcast. And we'd love it if you'd submit a review for the Sugar Switch Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.